You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm a thug.
Falcons have a game on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
People have called Joe a thug.
Oh, no doubt about it, dog. I mean, you see how it gets down? How Joe Patrick gets down? I know we always get on the fellas here. When a famous fine ass lady gets divorced and she's single and you think that you about to shoot your shot.
Oh, right. Like now it's your turn.
I got to get on the ladies now too, because the disturbing scenes that I saw this weekend at Chris Brown. All right. He ain't looking for you all the way up in them nosebleeds, all right? All right, I saw this woman fall down the stairs, and she had these pumps on, and you know how I feel about them pumps. But like
strong,
but her ankles weren't strong.
Mm.
I'm like, why are you wearing pumps to walk through the battery to get all the way up there for Chris Brown?
That's a long walk.
That's a long walk.
If you have been doing pump training, and you're trying to walk all the way up there.
I know her. And then, Andy, she was all cute and everything. And she hit that ankle roll. And I've seen women roll their ankle roll in pumps. It's hard to catch yourself. Like, once that one leg goes, you just going to keep tumbling.
Well, because the other foot also is in a pump.
And she fell into the people and everything.
Oh, no.
It's like, you know.
That's going to no chance with Chris now.
Yeah, the Chris ain't going to. Chris ain't looking for you. but I was like, it was so funny because I saw it.
Where was he performing?
At State Farm.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Not State Farm. I'm sorry. Oh, Truist. At Truist. Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Twice.
Really?
Yeah, man.
At the baseball stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I said the same thing.
Dude,
interesting.
The crowd looked awesome.
It was packed both nights.
It looked awesome. I mean, he's freaking. I love Mr. Chris Brown. But I was like, damn, Shawty, he ain't you dressed like. I mean, before she fell, the yams was yamming. Then all of a sudden, she just looked like mass jams. she went down, Andy. That day, she was all cute with that dance up the stairs, and I don't know what happened. She hit a pebble. Her damn leg rolled up. Hey, you know, it looked like, when they show giraffes when they first start walking?
Yeah, right.
That's that first start walking giraffe.
Like a newborn deer.
Yes, man, just went to going. And boom!
I had that happen to a girl on a first date one time.
She fell?
She didn't. Well, she did fall. Yeah, but she was wearing heels, and we were walking kind of fast because we were late we're going to a show, and one of the heels got caught like in the sidewalk or whatever, and it broke, just straight broke off, and she fell over, and that's a tough one to recover from.
Yeah, dog. Like, especially she was trying to look cute for you,
right? She was trying to She's all embarrassed and all that, and I was like, you don't have to. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It was actually kind of was nice because then I got to console and all that.
Oh.
Yeah, so it worked out pretty good. It worked out great.
Oh.
I didn't feel bad though. I was like, she just fell down.
Because
my reaction at first, because inside, you know, grown up falls down. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of damn funny.
Yeah, it's like, but you can't laugh. That's your date. Can't laugh at
her. No, you go help her up.
Then you break off the other heel, and then she's got flats.
Dude, you got her with that. You break off the other heel.
She was getting too tall with that pump on anyway.
She's taller than you?
No.
You've dated a taller woman, right?
I have dated one woman who was taller than
me.
But she was, she wasn't. But she was, you know, she had that little extra pump confidence, you know? You get those three inches. Like, you're not that tall. All right, anyway, let's get to the back page with Bo.
You're not that tall.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
Like the Batcave and
Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So I'm sure after Tom Brady's statue was unveiled up at Foxborough, if y'all were curious if Bill was going to get a statue, well, Bob was recently asked that.
When that great 20-year era ended, it was always my intention to commission a statue for both Tommy and Bill when their respective careers were over, playing and coaching. And
there you go.
When Bill's coaching career ends, we look forward to sitting down with him and having a statue made to be right next to Tommy.
Okay, what if he would have called him Billy?
That would have been really funny.
That would have been so great.
Yeah, would have been funny.
So great. That would have been so great.
I was hoping he would.
That would be so great for Tommy and Billy. It's so great.
But yeah, that's okay. Fair enough. He's still coaching.
Even though he's coaching college.
Well, he still wants to coach in the NFL. Yeah. It's probably not going to happen, but he wants to.
He wants that record.
He's getting on up there, though. So
who? Both of them.
Robert Kraft,
yeah, he sounded.
Yeah, man, he sounded like that young thing ain't keeping him. Yeah,
yeah.
Or put a Bill statue up in the event that he comes back there and plays you as an opponent.
Right, you can't have a statue of the opposing coach outside your stadium. Yeah. That's a tough one.
You still have the banners hanging in the memories.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know, or maybe he has no intention of doing it whatsoever. But that was just a good answer.
Yes,
he was like, "No, I hate that guy." I don't wanna...
Did you see what he did to my damn organization?
I don't want to put a statue up about him. But right now, he's still coaching, so I don't have to. I have an easy out.
Oh, that 6 trophies got to go a long way, even though that was all Tom Brady.
I would think that it was, but. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope he gets one, I guess.
Speaking of the Patriots and their former coach and the Carolina Tar Heels and their new coach and the Patriots and their new coach, Vrabel was asked about Bill Belichick's, if he watched UNC's game on Sunday night. Vrabel said he watched like the first couple of quarters.
That's all you needed to see. Then,
it is. Yes. And then so whoever's interviewing him then kind of made fun of that and said almost exactly that. So you see a little bit, to me it sounds like, Vrabel's kind of playing big brother to Bill here, saying, look, you can't make fun of Bill. Because then at the end of his statement, I'm the only one that can make fun of Bill.
First drive. First drive was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It was a thing of beauty.
If they would have ended a game after the first drive, it would have been good.
You guys seem to be excited about that.
No. I'm rooting for the guy. And I think, you know, I mean, you've coached in college. It takes a while, don't you think, to get a program going in there like that?
I don't know. Urban Meyer won 12 of the first 12 games at Ohio State, so it didn't take him long. That's my experience in college football.
Then it kind of seemed like he was like, "Oh, you think that's funny, do you?"
Oh yeah.
But then he decided to take his own jab because he can.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't want anybody making fun of Bill.
No.
Fine. Fair enough. I understand.
These damn reporters, man.
He thought they were having a fun.
Yeah,
he thought they were having a fun back and forth.
I would never ever assume that with Ray. Ray is he's a jerk.
Yep.
He's a jerk.
He likes acting that way to
and
reporters.
He loves making reporters
exactly
look silly.
He's a damn jerk. So I wouldn't have fun. I would be like kikiing with
him. I wouldn't either.
Thinking we buddies.
Nope. The fun little jokes we can get in with Raheem and Terry Fontenot and all that, because they're like that.
Yes.
They're kind of fun to talk to. Nah, I wouldn't do that with.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't. I've never had.
I would definitely do that. With
I've
him.
Never had it with Vrabel.
Yeah,
I thought you just said you wouldn't.
I said I would. I'm not a media guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
got
I would.
It. I
yeah.
see. I see. I know.
I'm just saying. Like,
I wouldn't
because
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to get that to me. Exactly. I've never had one of those in my career, and I don't want one. Last thing I need is to be aggregated. I don't want to show up on awful announcing.
You don't want to do that.
So Rodgers, you know, continually asked about an 18 game schedule. It does seem like we're headed for one day. Well, if he's finally started to address what we've all been clamoring for, which is the Super Bowl to fall on the weekend of a holiday.
Yeah,
right.
President's Day.
I think it may happen.
Listen, we always say, what do the fans want? What do the fans really
want? No, you don't, Roger.
No, you
don't, Roger.
It's clear they want more regular season games versus preseason games.
No,
I think if you
went
to 18 weeks regular season, that would probably occur.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
It is possible somewhere in the calendar it could happen before that just because of the calendar, the way it lays out. But I think 18 weeks would get you to that point, and I think it would be a really great move.
Yeah, no, you
we
don't,
all
Roger.
Agree, Roger.
And that's why they're going to do it, because
exactly.
It's what we, the fans, want.
Yeah.
Not because it would be another week of primetime revenue.
Yeah, right, Roger.
That's great.
So speaking of revenue, here's Scott Hansen promising us that we won't miss any good football on Red Zone when they start introducing commercials.
We've had meetings all off season. We had our rehearsal. We had our dress rehearsal in week three of the preseason. And we are not going to sacrifice any great football for any of the business side of things, right? The business folks are going to handle the business, and we play the hand that's dealt us. But we will not miss a touchdown. We will not say, oh, okay, this is first and goal from the five, but let's sell some pizza or pick up trucks. You pick and choose your spots like anything.
You believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they can do that.
Yes.
I think they can avoid.
There are opportunities during the day when you're watching Red Zone when only like one team has the ball or there's nobody in the actual Red Zone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
These things happen kind of quickly. I don't know.
I just don't. And we talk about this on the podcast. I just don't think this is a big deal.
Right.
I don't.
But you know.
I don't.
You know
what it is. I would never, ever. I'm not coming over.
If it's a thing, then people will make it a thing.
I don't understand this being a big deal.
It's new.
Yeah.
People don't like change.
Like, I have, like.
Personally don't like commercials.
You know, I'll have Red Zone on one TV and barely pay attention to it.
Yeah, I don't watch a ton of Red Zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a fun feature. And I know a lot of people do like it, but. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know they didn't have commercials.
I don't pay that.
I didn't know Red Zone didn't have commercials.
I don't pay that close attention to it to know this.
Yeah.
Because I'm still trying.
I'm sure if you watched it and that's like the only thing you've watched.
My NFL plug went away, so I got to find another one by Saturday.
Hey, did you see they cracked down on the illegal streaming service?
Yes.
That website we've all used for whatever?
Yes, because I was going to watch
various games.
I was going to.
Yeah.
Yep, they got me.
It was a sting. They got them.
Yep.
I don't even know what site that was.
Dude,
there's been a bunch of different ones.
You should have seen me the other day trying to find it. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Got us.
Well, I always wondered. I was like, who's doing this?
Yep.
I mean, I'm glad they are. But who's doing this? Who's allowing me to watch these games?
Yeah, I forgot we were somewhere, and I saw it. We were somewhere, and they were watching using that illegal stream in a sports bar.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yes, yes.
It was Stream East or something like that, whatever it was called.
That's what I was
trying. Yeah,
they got them. Somebody was using a Stream East in a sports bar once.
Here's what I will say, though, for people that are upset about the commercials on Red Zone.
Get over it.
Well, get used to it. Because they're going to put advertising on everything they can put advertising on.
Get over it.
Like the little yellow line is going to have a little ad on it at some point. The jerseys have a patch. Your favorite college football team is going to have a patch on its jersey in the next couple of years.
The listeners have listened.
What do they got?
Somebody got me a new plug.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Damn.
Got me a new plug.
Are we on delay?
How'd
that get out there so fast?
Randy, DM me for the plug.
Well, speaking of streaming and obtaining professional sports services, our first game on Netflix is tomorrow, which is introducing commercials on all their stuff. Here's Charles Barkley as we head into a new NBA season, because it's getting harder and harder to find NBA games anywhere, just like the NFL.
Well, like, because, you know, sometimes the game's going to be on Peacock, and, like, it's not going to be on NBC. I think that's a huge dilemma. I think it's a big deal, because they just took all the money from all three networks. I don't think they give a about the fans. And
like
I think
said,
this is going to come back to bite them, to be honest with you. And then the thing that's scary, this deal is for 11 years. So now people can complain all they want to. For the next 11 years, they don't give a shit about the fans. They're like, y'all, if y'all find the games, fine. Just make sure the check clears.
You know, one thing about what Charles said, and when Charles was doing all these podcasts and stuff, why does he wear them thick-ass glasses?
I don't know.
Why does he wear them thick-ass glasses
makes
and be that
look,
close to the screen?
He looks more academic.
No, he does not. All right.
Maybe he needs
he looked like Lil Daryl. All right. Anybody know when Ricky Smiley do Lil Daryl? That's what Charles Barkley looked like with them big ass glasses on that close to the screen.
He's right, though. I mean, well,
okay, he's right, sort of,
and also sounds old. Like, it's not that hard to find games on Peacock.
It is.
Or
not.
Any other streaming service.
It is not that hard to find. Like, it's
pretty easy to find.
It's inconvenient.
It's inconvenient.
But it's not hard.
It's also the thing that's inconvenient is when you're trying to watch multiple games on one TV and one's on Peacock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And yes. One's on this and one's on that. You can't just flip between it so easily. But he is right about the fact that they don't care about fans.
Hell no.
They care
is
about
that Chiefs Chargers on YouTube tomorrow night, not Netflix. My bad.
YouTube.
Same it's way. Also something you got to pay for.
Hold on. It's on what?
Same thing.
It's on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah.
YouTube TV?
YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I got YouTube.
Hey, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.